This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning again, everybody. Second hour of the Outdoorsman Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Let's talk to Arnold in Abington. Good morning, Arnold. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, it's just another adventure in waterfowl hunting.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Another day in paradise, right?
Yeah.
How's the dog doing?
Oh, Gibbs, he's nestled right in alongside of me. He'll wake up here as soon as he senses we're close to the farm, but
sure.
He's kind of snoring right now.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. He's just relaxing, getting ready for a workout later.
Yes, yes, indeed. Well, let's hope so, anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
We must have had 200 geese, goose decoys out yesterday, and we shot a wood duck and a mallard. So I have no idea. What
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I think the wood duck was lost.
He might have been. Yeah, he might have been lost, looking for a home somewhere. That's pretty funny.
Should be down in the Carolinas.
You would think, but hey, with all this weather we've had, I mean, you know, it's been pretty warm. So,
it's crazy. You know, I was sitting in a tree stand up here a couple weeks ago watching geese fly by. You know, I can't get geese on the right map sheet now, but you know, that's why they call it hunting.
That's right. Yep, and you had 200 decoys out.
Yeah, we had some characters from one of your sponsors up here out with us. My buddy and I figured, well, maybe we're doing something wrong. So we got some people that are goose whisperers, and we didn't do any better with the geese.
They couldn't do it either, huh? Okay.
Yeah,
that's all right.
I think we just got to wait for the weather to break.
Yeah, that's part of it. That's part of it. Maybe you're putting too many decoys out.
That's possible.
You know, maybe you're putting too many out. I'd go with, just like 2 dozen or something, see what happens.
Yeah,
you know,
it'll be a whole lot easier to clean up when we're done.
Yeah, exactly. One sentry for every 8 or 9 feeders.
Yep, and that's about what we had. And these guys are, as I said, they've been doing this a while, and they actually use lessers for the feeders, and then the big feed sentries in the middle of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
As it turns out, the lessers, you can carry a whole lot more of them.
Yeah, exactly. Did you use any silhouettes?
Yes, we have probably 2 dozen silhouettes, 2 dozen shells. It's just a whole mixture.
Yeah, it's best to mix them up. Best to mix them up. Yeah, put them in little feeding groups and take 2 or 3 big steps between each decoy.
Yep.
You know,
I've got 3 impoundments here. So, my thought this morning is to put some of the floaters up on one of the impoundments.
Sure.
And then on the one in front of the duck blind, actually, maybe put. I don't know, maybe a dozen or a dozen and a half of mallard decoys out, and then we'll try to cover the best of both worlds.
Exactly. All right. Well, look, if you need a jinx in the blind someday, give me a call.
I will do that.
Yeah, I'd love to go.
I've just got to get over my own jinx. Yeah, I don't want to bring you out here to talk about how hunting used to be.
Well, 2 negatives make a positive, right?
Absolutely.
There you go.
We'll ring your bell.
All right. I appreciate that, Arnold. Look, and you got your hacking situation taken care of on your email?
Absolutely. Yeah. That was an account I had set up because the Boy Scout troop I work with served once upon a time, and it was time to get rid of that. Yeah, they're just way too subject to hacking, and I changed the password, and somebody got it again.
Yeah, so, that's easy to do. Gotcha.
Yeah. So, anyway.
All right, buddy. Well, look, have a great New Year's.
Thanks, Alan. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Arnold. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. This is the last muzzleloader contest that we're having. We'll give it away next week. That'll be a nice New Year's deal. You know, somebody get a new muzzleloader for the new year. And you know, get ready for the 2015 season. But we're still taking names and phone numbers. So all you got to do is call in, leave your name and phone number with I know your name. I was trying to describe you. The pleasant and how do you want me to describe you? Amazing. That's a good word. The amazing Bethany. Yes, you'll be known forevermore as the amazing Bethany now. That's great. All right. Yeah, and she'll, and you know, sweet to talk to in the morning, too. Why not? 410 WCBM 680. Just call and leave your name and phone number and go on the air. That's the rules. And you're in the contest. And if you don't go on the air and you bail out early, we put a little check mark beside your name. Don't we? Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, it's all part of the radio talk show thing, you know? So anyway, that's what we do here. I think they'd rather talk to you than me anyway. Of course, I would rather talk to you than talk to me. All right, here's where we are. I need a place to take my grandson rabbit hunting. And I know our listeners have vast resources out there. Jacob asked me for a squirrel or rabbit hunting trip for Christmas. I want to do rabbits because I love rabbit hunting. Grew up rabbit hunting back in Pennsylvania. That was my passion. That's how I started. You know, Jacob started off shooting buck deer. I started off shooting, you know, bunny rabbits and squirrels. So the squirrel trip is not a big issue. The rabbit thing, well, I've got a friend with dogs who will travel anywhere, a couple beagles, two or three, and, you know, more than willing to take us and let us use his dogs and have fun. It's just finding the property. And he's been doing it a long time, and he can't find any property. So, you know, it's just tough in deer season, you know, especially between Christmas and New Year's when Jacob has the time off, to be able to go out and hunt rabbits because he doesn't want to interfere with the deer hunters and the waterfowl hunters and all that type of stuff. So if you have a property that's not being hunted and it's got some brushy hedgerows and that type of thing, and whether you've seen rabbits there or not, and you'd be willing to share, I'd be more than willing to contact you, you know, after the show and make some arrangements. Anyway, so the number is 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to Rodney in Kearney. Good morning, Rodney. How are you?
Good morning, Alan, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
I'd like to ask a question, please. I lived here in Kearney at Hartford and Joppa, so
yep.
For 45 years.
Yep.
And I've noticed in the past month, I've had three different fox, adult size, cross my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen fox in this area as I've seen over the past year.
Okay.
Would you know what might be going on?
They're very prolific, and they're being driven out of their some of their places in the West because of coyotes. And I don't know if they wander that far or not, but Maryland is rife with foxes. We have a lot of foxes here, except in Western Maryland, where, that, like I said, they're being supplanted by coyotes. Coyotes and foxes do not tolerate each other. Coyotes will. I'm learning more about this, by the way, folks, from my trapping buddies. Coyotes will actually go into a fox den and kill the pups and eat them in the springtime. Coyotes will, if a trapper is running a trap line, will go to a trapped fox and kill it. They just can't tolerate each other. So I don't know if that's part of the reason. You also have a burgeoning coyote herd in Harford County as well. So whether they're being pushed into your area looking for, you know, other habitat, whether they're just prolific there, you know, there's a den somewhere nearby is what I'm thinking. They found a den. There's probably some woods where they're unmolested and you know, not trapped or hunted or anything like that. And they're just...
Well, the watershed is near us.
Well, of course, then. There you go. Look, I've lived in Baltimore County in a neighborhood right off Liberty Road in the Beltway for almost 30 years. And we have two foxes and it's probably not the same too, but it's a generational thing that run through our yard just about every night.
Right.
4 o'clock in the morning, the light comes on and the foxes are going through the yard, and it's usually a pair. We've seen them there for many, many years, and, the dog likes to sniff the corner of the shed where they stop and mark their territory every night. But,
I was just saying that they were afraid of dogs.
No. I mean, your dog can scent the whole yard, and the fox will run right through it. You know, it's what they get used to. You know, we've got deer in the neighborhood. We've never had this many deer in the neighborhood.
True.
I looked out.
Very true.
What morning was it? Was it New Year's morning or Christmas Eve morning, I believe? And there were two deer bedded in my yard. And I took the dog out, put the dog in the truck, backed out of the driveway, took the dog to the vet, came back 2 hours later. There were three deer bedded in my yard. Yeah, I mean, the only thing that spooked him was when the neighbor came home, pulled in, on the street across the road from him, like 50 yards from him, and got out of their cars and talked and made noise and that type of thing. And they just kind of got up and stretched and walked through the yard and went away.
So,
yeah, wildlife is everywhere, brother, everywhere.
So I would assume that this is like a force onto them.
Possibly.
Due to our congestive living circumstances.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've created the perfect habitat for not only white-tailed deer, but foxes and other critters, too.
Raccoon. Not so afraid of humans, it feels like.
Nah, not at all. If they get used to the smells and stuff. Now, I don't think they'll ever let you approach them.
Correct.
Nor would you want to, given the nature of, some of the things that foxes can carry.
Uh-huh.
But we had a shortage of foxes probably 15 years ago. We had a big parvovirus go through and wipe out foxes in the dens. Then we have, the onslaught of the coyotes, and now they're kind of making some kind of resurgence, like I said, except from about Frederick County West. So, okay.
Would you presume that they take small dogs for food?
Coyotes will. Foxes not so much. Foxes might take a cat, but usually not.
Smaller than that, usually.
Yeah. Usually they're ground dwelling critters. You know, every now and then we'd hear one take a rabbit outside the house. A young rabbit or something like that. But usually, we had plenty of cats in the neighborhood, and none of them seemed to go missing. So
okay, thank you, Al.
All right, buddy. Thank you. See ya. Here we go, Bruce in Chestertown. Good morning, Bruce. How are you? Hello, Bruce.
Yes, sir.
You're up.
Happy New Year, Alan.
Same to you, buddy. Same to you.
I'm here at down home in between Chestertown and Rock Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to give your listeners a little tidbit of information that we've been having great success on.
Okay.
And that is using 2D decoys for hunting deer.
2D decoys.
All we have is like a refrigerator box.
Yeah.
The perfect color cardboard for the deer.
Yeah.
It's cut out a silhouette of a deer.
Yep.
In the feeding stage, you know, head down.
Yeah.
Put two or three of them with a stake out in the field, and man, they come right into it.
I'll tell you what, I've been using decoys for the last couple of years, the Montana decoys that look like a deer. I like them because they fold up and they have clips and they look like a deer and they have the stakes and everything come with them. And we've had good success on decoys. We've taken
them. Really low tech.
It's great. I mean, do you put any white on them or anything at all? I mean, around the eyes or
if we have some white spray paint, we'll wipe, under the belly and on the tail.
Yeah.
Black the nose.
Yeah.
Black an eye. And then when the wind or the weather gets to them, they fold up. They flop around a little bit.
Yeah.
We use them for targets.
Well, there you go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Eastern Shore ingenuity, buddy. Nothing wrong with being innovative. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And you know what? Those, first of all, what deer are a herd creature, and they're not that bright. But if they do see their buddies out there in the field, even though they might not look quite right, maybe they look a little askance, they're still going to show up. They're curious creatures as well.
Very curious.
Yep, sir. Very curious. And I know the first deer that Laura shot is 180 yards. And we had the decoys out. And she said, I said, do you see the deer coming out? She goes, yeah, I can't see through the scope. I said, well, there's an adjustment on the end. You know, try that. So I look down, and she's got the scope on the tripod. We're in a ground blind, and she's turning the eyepiece, you know, to get the focus adjusted right. So
right,
she turned the power up. She turned the focus, turning the focus. And the deer's looking at the decoy, walking right towards it, right? And I said, 180 yards now. And I said, all right, Laura, just let him get a little boom!
Wow.
Well, she got the deer.
Lucky shot.
Yeah, no, one luck. She was a pretty good shot. So, yeah. But, yeah, I like decoys. We use them quite a bit. So, and I'll tell you what else I use. In the rut, I'll use a scent trail on two different decoys at two different sets within range of my muzzle loader or my bow. I'll take two different kinds of scent, and I'll run a scent trail to one decoy, and then I'll start another scent trail somewhere else and run that to another decoy, and then hang a scent tag on each of the decoys, two different does in heat.
Uh-huh.
Okay, within sight or archery distance or muzzleloader distance of my stand. So, you know, I just try to psychologically mess with the deer a little bit. So.
It's easy to do.
It is. All right, Bruce, appreciate the call.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Alice, I'm sorry you're going to have to hold on. We need to take a break right now, and we will get right back to you, Alice, as soon as we get back. Exactly right. Hey, celebrate your passion. It's the Great American Outdoor Show. It's February 7th through the 15th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, ATVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much more. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans like you and me. All your favorite celebrities will be there. The NRA Country Jam with Lee Bryce and Thompson Square will be live in concert. The 3D archery and game calling competitions, the Pyramid Air Gun Range seminars from experts on guns and hunting. There'll be fishing demonstrations at the 2,500 gallon hog trough. Hog meaning great big giant bass. You know, that's what they call big giant. I know you don't know Bethany, but our listeners, you know. Why they call it a hog trough? It's a big tractor trailer that's got clear sides. It's filled with water, and there's great big fish in it. And the guys go up, they climb a ladder, they sit up on the top, and they demonstrate certain lures. And every now and then, the fish will grab them, and they'll, yeah. It is cool, yeah. The Family Fun Zone features interactive displays for kids, the Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program, daily contests and prizes. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. February 7th through the 15th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's so easy to talk about the folks at Clyde Sports Shop. I've been doing business with Clyde's for 30-some years. You know that? They've been around since 1957. They know what they're doing. If you're looking for a high-powered rifle, the A-Bolt 3 has a $100 rebate on it right now. All the popular calibers for deer hunting, and you can get that firearm for under $400. Now, waterfowlers, think about a couple of things. The Maxis is an autoloader shotgun. They call it waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. It's a power drive gas system, and it reduces recoil. If you like a little less recoil, it's the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. 100,000 rounds or a 5-year guarantee. That's right, the A5. It's available not only in, you know, wood and blue, but also in camo and black synthetic, if you like. The Gold Light 10-gauge is another option for waterfowlers, the BPS pump. If you like shooting sports, the Satori Sporting Clays in 12 and 20 gauges over and under, the BT-99 trap and skeet gun. In other words, Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. Stop by and see him at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Give him a call at 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. For Clyde Sports Shop, website is clydesports.com.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners.
Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. To participate in the show, call 410-WCBM-680 or 1-800-WCBM-680.
Your hands start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rack, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer.
I love that feeling, that's for sure. Let's talk to Alice in Dundalk. Thanks for holding on, Alice.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. And Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
And I'm just calling to enter the contest, but since I've been hold so long,
uh-oh,
I think I should get a gold star by my name.
Put a gold star by Alice's name. Okay. Wait, we're peeling one off the wrapper right now. Okay,
great.
All right, very
all
good.
Right, you have a good New Year.
Thanks, Alice. Appreciate
thanks
the call.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. There she goes. Good morning, Glenn in Chestertown. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay, I guess. I'll just say hi and listen to your show for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And
okay.
I like your show, and just maybe say hi and enter the contest.
You're in it, buddy.
All right.
All right, Glenn. Thank you very much, buddy.
Right.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There he goes. Glenn likes to get in the contest. A lot of people like to get in the contest. We love giving muzzleloaders away, and this is our last one of the year, month of December. So, you know, it's very simple. Just call 410-WCBM-680 or 800-WCBM-680. Get in the contest and leave your name and number, and away you go. Here comes. Well, we got an email from one of our hunting friends and talked about the foxes in suburbia, basically filling a niche, you know, right now. And eventually coyotes will fill that niche like they do in Chicago and L.A. and other suburbia. And have you seen these videos or Googled coyotes in Chicago? I mean, they roam the streets like they own them. Yeah, no kidding. Pretty interesting. So, you know, and then the cats and dogs are going to be an issue. So let's talk to David in Perry Hall. Good morning, David. How are you doing?
Good morning. Love the show.
Appreciate
it. Wish all the hunters and trappers a happy new year for the public good you do.
Well, thank you very much.
And even though I'm not a hunter, I was a trapper once, thanks to PETA. But I made a donation to your Hunters Coalition.
I appreciate that. Yes, I think
yeah,
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. We wish you guys some success on that.
And, well, we hope so. I mean, we're involved in a lot of things. We're engaged in a lot of things right now. And, you know, it's a lot of stuff that you know, we can tell you in general what we're doing, but we can't tell you specifically what we're doing because of the nature of it. And it's not that we don't want to be open or anything like that, but we don't want to tip our hand. You know, especially when you're dealing with people in the General Assembly, and you're dealing with people who have influence there, like we do. You know, we're working with the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, which is chaired by Delegate Wendell Beitzel in the House side and Senator John Astle on the Senate side. And we, you know, have their full support. They have our full support. And these are the guys that help us move bills through the General Assembly and sometimes prevent things from happening, too. And it's a very good relationship. We've met with the senator, and we've had the delegate on speaker, you know, on a conference call type of thing. We're in touch with them on a very, very regular basis, even though the General Assembly's not in session. And we're working on strategy, and we're working on, you know, policy. We're working on legislation with those guys. And I talked about legislation that's going to be put in on the first day of the session dealing with strict liability. You know, defending Sunday hunting is another thing that we're highly engaged in. And public access and that type of thing. So we're working hard, like I said, behind the scenes. Sometimes, you know, there are other people engaged that try to get something done, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't always work out, and we're sometimes able to pull the fat out of the fire, so to speak. So we're brand new. We are brand new. There's no question about it. But we are working for all hunters in Maryland in any area. And, you know, there are local problems and local issues. If local hunters and local, you know, clubs and stuff want us engaged, we can be engaged. We can talk to lawmakers. We can talk to the chairman of the committees that hear those bills and hear that legislation. We can talk to wildlife officials. We have their ear. So over the past 6 months or so that we've been working on this coalition, and when we announced on National Hunting and Fishing Day, we've made tremendous progress. The only thing we haven't made tremendous progress in is getting the word out, and even though we've tried innumerable things to do that, it seems like either people don't hear or don't care, which is sad, because we're working for their best interest whether they do or whether they don't. And as far as the support, you know, there's no big corporate sponsors, there's no big donations, there's not, you know, we have to depend on you know, individual folks and individual companies to help us out. Some of our sponsors have, and we're not calling them out by name either, but we're just saying thank you to those that have made a contribution, and they know who they are.
Well, you're a grassroots organization.
We need a lot of help. There's no question about it. We've been able to fulfill our contract with our advocate up to this point, but going forward, we don't know. So it's, you know, it's month to month, day to day, week to week, and that's how our finances have been coming in. So, you know, we have to do raffles and that type of thing to get, like you entered, to get people to contribute, and we appreciate that. We appreciate anybody and everybody that's contributed. So, you know, the Christmas raffle that you contributed to was moderately successful. We were happy for all of that. You got your tickets, right?
Oh yeah, got to turn that around right away.
Yeah, but you got your tickets right back, and we
surprised how quick.
Well, thank you.
I mean, not on your organization, but because things usually just don't happen that fast.
Exactly.
Whoever's on that jumps on things right away.
Exactly. Yep. So, we try to make sure that all happens. And anybody that sent a donation during the time of the contest of any kind, whether they asked to be in the contest or not, we just qualified them for the contest and sent the tickets out. I'm sure there were some people surprised, but if the guy's name is Dwight and he lives in Baltimore, or Ed and lives in Bozeman, you guys have won the contest. You just got to get back to me. We've sent out notices, so we'll see what happens with that. So.
Speaking of coyotes, I think I saw one in Hamilton about a year ago.
I'm not surprised. I saw one over near Centerville the other day across the road when I was driving home one evening. So.
And I've seen them in Howard County.
Oh, absolutely. They're loaded in Howard and Frederick and West. I mean, they're just everywhere over there. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they're really not hard to pick out.
Nope. Once you see one, you know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it, David.
Thank you, sir.
All right, see ya.
Best of luck in the new year.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There goes David in Perry Hall. MDHuntingCoalition.org. That's what we were talking about. Lee in Chestertown, you have to just hang with us for a little bit. We got to do a little break here, and then we'll get right to your call, Lee. Thank you. Hey, the 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway. Yes, indeed. Angler awards are coming in every week. People are. Did you see this rockfish the guy caught the other day at Love Point, 58.5 pounds? I'm sure he's in the fishing challenge. But what I'd like to tell you about goes right along with that, and that's called the Welcome Back Program. Yep, if you didn't buy a license since 2011 or before, the last 3 years you've gone unfulfilled, 2012, 2013, 2014. When you step up to buy your 2015 license right now, if you haven't purchased a license, you're going to get a 50% discount to welcome you back to fishing here in the great state of Maryland. All you do is log on to the DNR Compass licensing system, create an account, or visit your DNR service center or a tackle shop and buy your 2015 license. The discount is automatic. Automatic. So, promotion is designed to encourage anglers to return to Maryland waters and enjoy the excellent fishing our state has to offer. Fishing is one of the best values in life, promoting quality time in nature with friends and family. And we couldn't agree more. You can check that out on the DNR Compass licensing system. Just put in MD, DNR, Compass, and you'll go right to it. The little block is on our podcast page. That you just click on the block, and it'll take you right to the Compass system, and that's on ellisoutdoors.com. You go to the podcast page, and you'll see the whole postcard right there, and you just click on that, and that'll take you right there, and you can get your license. So there you go. Hey, time for me to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors, or you could visit the DNR website, too, dnr.md.us. Nah, let's not do that one. Let's do something else. Let's do www.dnr.maryland.gov. Let's do that one. That's a little bit of an upgrade. www.dnr.maryland.gov. Chesapeake Outdoors. I know you waterfowlers are successful out there, and you get a bunch of geese. What do you do with them? You don't want to take your time and breast them out. Just take them to Chesapeake Outdoors. They'll do it for you. They'll breast them. They'll pluck them. They'll clean them. They'll do whatever you need done. You want them done whole for baking or whatever you do with a whole goose? Well, you can do that, or they can cut the breast out of them for you. Save the heart, too. That's a delicacy. I had goose heart the other night. They were excellent. Anyway, the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands, the waterfowl pick and service, decoys from Bigfoot and Avery, Under Armour and Drake waterfowl clothing, firearms, ammunition, Bubba Blade knives, bows and crossbows, you name it. Chesapeake Outdoors has it. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, hip boots and waders, you name it. 410-604-2500 is the phone number. Where is this place? It's on Route 50 east of the Bay Bridge. As soon as you cross the Bay Bridge from the Western Shore, you'll see it on the right. Route 50 east, exit 39B, that's Dominion Road on Ken Island. 410-604-2500.
High pressure overhead for us here today and a nice-looking day for us, but a cold front moves in tomorrow, and that's going to bring us some rain, followed by colder air heading towards the new year. Mix of clouds and sun for us here today with temperatures well above average. We're headed to the mid-50s this afternoon. Increasing clouds tonight near 40, cloudy with showers tomorrow, especially through the afternoon and evening. Highs in the low part of the 50s. Cloudy and colder Monday, mid-40s. We're in the 30s Tuesday. I'm Ken Boone at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. When women and men work together on teams, they don't enjoy it much, but the results are good for business. That's the conclusion of economists from MIT and George Washington University, who studied employees of a large professional services firm. Researchers looked at 8 years' worth of revenue data and employee surveys that measured satisfaction, cooperation, morale, and attitudes toward diversity. The study included data from offices or teams that were entirely male or entirely female, along with data from teams that were more evenly mixed. On surveys, individual employees reported higher levels of job satisfaction when they were on teams that were mainly staffed with people of their own gender. Those on more diverse teams reported lower levels of happiness, trust, and cooperation. But revenue figures showed mixed teams were more productive and better performing by a wide margin. Researchers say the reason for the differences may be that members of homogeneous groups socialize more and work less. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
What an outrage. You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. Why? It's not you. It's your hormones. Go to 44skinny.com to view the free presentation created just for you and let Dr. Steven Siskin show you how to overcome the four hormonal barriers to weight loss over 40. We're in a weight management crisis that accelerates high blood pressure, bad cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, and even depression. It's killing us because four key hormones in both men and women go out of balance and make weight loss impossible unless you know how to fix them. Go to 44skinny.com for Dr. Siskin's free presentation on his proven answer to increased fat burning, decreased hunger, and reduced stress levels. His breakthrough tools are natural, safe, and drug-free.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband is chasing me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 44skinny.com to see this riveting free presentation. That's 44skinny.com. 44skinny.com.
Hunter, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Going on vacation or a business trip? Take Talk Radio 680 WCBM with you.
Listen to all your favorite hosted shows on your smartphone.
Download the app now at WCBM.com.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steel. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy starts squeezing. Ooh, white lightning.
Good old George Jones. That didn't do him any good in his life, did it? Let's see who was up next. That was Lee in Chestertown, then Brian and Ronald. Good morning, Lee. How are you? Hello, Lee. Lee? Lee couldn't hang. Brian in Chestertown. Good morning. How you doing, Brian? Hello,
hey.
Brian.
Hey.
Hey. You there?
Hey. Yep.
What's up?
Hey, we're in Abuson this morning.
Yeah?
And we're just calling the Insta contest.
Okay. Well, you're in. How about that?
Yeah, you probably know me. I'm Dale's kid from Tuglet, U.S.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so we're calling Abuson this morning.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. All right, Brian. Appreciate the call, buddy. Are you been out? Have you been out? I mean, have you been killing them?
Oh yeah, we got 10 geese and 6 ducks last Saturday.
Wow, that's great.
Yep.
Good for you. Well, good luck out there.
All right. Yep.
All right. Back in the blind. See ya. There he goes. Ronald, Cape St. Clair. How you doing, Ron?
Just fine. How are you this morning?
I'm good. What's up? Thanks for holding on.
Wanted to ask you if you had ever seen the YouTube on the two deer that got their antlers tangled. Have you ever seen that?
I've seen pictures of it. I've never actually seen it in the wild. I mean, I've seen them on several occasions. Not that long ago, I've seen them fighting. I've never seen them tangled up, but...
There's a terrific YouTube, and I'm going to send it to you.
All right.
I wanted to enter the contest. I wanted to tell you about my vacation. I just came back from Florida about 3 or 4 weeks down near Homosassa Springs.
Mm-hmm.
We put out about 10 crab traps, and we set them for 2 days, pulled them 3 times, and we got about 100 crabs. They were delicious.
Now, are these the Maryland blue crabs, or are these the stone crab?
Yep. Yeah, no, that's the blue crab.
But okay.
I didn't get any here all summer. Because they were so doggone expensive.
You think? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That made them even better down there.
I'm sure it was. Well, good for you, man. Good for you.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Now, do a lot of people crab recreationally in Florida?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
The people that I came was down there with were Maryland people, and
yeah.
They used to crabbing up here. And they spent a lot of time on the water. So.
Sure.
They live for the water.
Yeah, I know a lot of folks do the lobster thing down there. The what do they call them? Spiny lobsters or whatever. They're
langusta.
Okay. Yeah.
Langusta. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've caught several. The first one I ever caught was in Bermuda, and it weighed 8 pounds, and I caught it with my bare hand.
Good grief! Well, you don't have to worry about any. You didn't have to worry about any pinchers.
Right.
Did you tickle it? Did you tickle it out of the hole, or did you just go look for it and grab it?
I was ignorant at the time. It was the first time I'd ever dived, and and I didn't know that that you get more eels. Usually live in the same hole with the crab.
Usually,
stupidity.
Oh well,
it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, well, you learned though, didn't you?
It was delicious.
Yeah, the folks that don't know, they take a little device, a little stick with a wire on it, and they stick it in
the
holes.
And I was down there long enough to get the hang of it, and they're awesome.
Yeah. Good for you.
Good talking to you.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Ron. See ya.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Bye-bye. Let's see. Ted in Kent Island. Good morning, Ted. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today, Al?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Well, I got a question for you, and maybe it's been asked before, but I haven't heard the answer, and this is it. I've always heard that a lot of farmers have crop damage permits, and a lot of them don't have the time, or they can't actually use all the meat, so they don't use all the crop damage permits. Is there a place or some kind of a way to meet with some of these farmers that have these unfilled tags for these crop damage permits for a lay hunter to go ahead and hook up with them and help them out with those permits?
You know, that would be a wonderful thing if the farmers would cooperate and say, look, I have unused tags, and here's where here's where you can go and find my property, and here's where we're looking for hunters to come in and do that. But quite frankly, are you talking about the Eastern Shore or just anywhere in Maryland?
Well, you know, I mean, I would love the Eastern Shore, but quite frankly, Montgomery County, Howard County, anywhere, really.
Yeah. That is like free admission to, the movies. And the farmers know it for the most part. I mean, you would have to do a lot of door knocking to come up with a piece of property that's going to let you be an agent for crop damage permit. There is no crop that I know of. There's no crop damage repository where, a guy says, hey, I live in Frederick County and I had 30 crop damage permits and I have 4 of them left. And, we need somebody to come in here and shoot these deer. Not going to happen. The farmers are just very, very, very protective of their properties. A lot of them don't understand that if you allow a hunter on your property and you sign a permission slip, you've been absolved of any liability if anything should happen. It's all on the hunter. It's not been explained properly. We did explain it in the latest issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. I don't know if you picked one of those up on the island or not.
Yep, absolutely.
But it's called Deer Hunting, a Valuable Management Tool for Private Landowners, And it talks about how landowners can find potential hunters and how can they, encourage, successful deer hunting. How can a landowner protect himself against potential liability related to deer hunting? And,
right.
You know, that type of thing. It's an extremely informative article, and you might want to read that. And the answer is most farmers aren't going to give up any permission to you to utilize your crop damage permit, their crop damage permits, unless you know them very well and they can trust
you. Right.
It would be nice to have a crop damage bank where hunters could go and contact the landowner and say, look, I'm free, between Christmas and New Year's, and I see you have some crop damage permits left, and I'd be more than willing to take 10 deer or whatever, but they're not about to give it up.
So. Well, is that information like public information where you could say,
No.
They applied for it, but it's all just...
No, it's not public information. No, it's handled by a department within the department, and it is not public information on who carries crop damage permits and who doesn't. It's a private land thing. It's a privacy deal. So.
Gotcha.
Yep, unfortunately. So, start knocking on doors. That's all I can tell you. That's,
unfortunately, that is the best way, but I was looking for an easy out, but obviously...
There is no easy out when it comes to that. And you're going to get a lot of doors slammed in your face, and you're going to get a lot of people that are, seem to be apologetic and say, yeah, I'd really like to let you, but no, we don't let anybody hunt. They're trying to be nice. They're trying to say no in a nice way. So, and I understand it. If I'm a landowner, I want to protect my property as well. So, but
right.
you would think if a guy has a couple hundred acres and he's eaten up with deer, he'd want hunters on the property, but the disconnect is there for some reason. So
right. No, you're right.
I mean, the Farm Bureau itself, they want you to wipe them out. Seriously. I mean, they seriously want you to wipe them out. They want farmers to be able to use rifles in any county in Maryland,
right.
to take out deer at long distances and that type of thing. And, it's not going to happen, but I hope. But it's, it's tough. And the deer population, by the way, is declining in Maryland. I don't know if you know that or not. So,
well, yeah, I have heard about that.
Yeah, we had a high of 300 to 330,000 animals. They estimate the herd right now at about 220,000. So
I know, but as a hunter, even though they're overpopulated, we still always want more, don't we?
Exactly. Yep. All right, buddy.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time. You take care. Have an amazing new year.
You do the same. Thanks, Ted.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Man, I wish I had a little of that guy's enthusiasm and spirit. I just don't have it today. But, hey, maybe it'll come back. You never know. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer. Well, let me remind you that they also sell hunting and fishing licenses, and if you want to get your fishing license there and take advantage of the, that service, you're welcome to do so. Everything you could need, one, or imagine for fishing and crabbing, including a 365-day, 24-hour-day fishing report. If you want to call the fishing report, you're welcome to do so. And that number is 247-3474. That's 410-247-FISH. Easy to remember. It's changed every week. Latest updates on the fishing report. And if you need a new line on your reel, if you're going fishing, when we encourage you to do so on a year-round basis, well, you can check it out right there at Clyde Sports Shop. They've got everything for crabbing, too. All the traps, all the lines, all the seasoning. You name it, they've got it for fishing. So Clyde Sports Shop, not only your full-line Browning dealer for all the fine Browning firearms, but your full-line fishing dealer as well. Rod and, I got two reels in there right now being fixed and repaired. And yeah, I do. So, we're working on that too. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 242-6108, ClydeSports.com. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. At the Great American. Let's try that again. It's time to... Why'd you turn my microphone off? That's all right. Well, that's all right. We're just wasting time. No problem at all. I'll just keep talking. I'll keep excoriating you for not turning my microphone on, and then we'll just run out of time and it'll be over. Want to do that? Oh, yeah, you look sad. It's time to celebrate your passion at the Great American Outdoor Show. February 7th through the 15th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Presented by the Outdoor Channel. Yep. All your favorite celebrities, the NRA Country Jam with Lee Bryce and Thompson Square, 3D archery and game calling competitions, the Pyramid Air Air Gun Range, seminars from the experts on guns and hunting, fishing demonstrations at the 2,500-gallon hog trough. The Family Fun Zone features interactive displays for kids, the Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program, and daily contests and prizes. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, ATVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much more. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans like you and me. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. February 7th through the 15th in Harrisburg, PA.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the music is playing. Yep, there it is. We're out of here. So stay out, stay safe. Get out, stay safe. That's what I said.